Want to know a secret? There's a magical dinner that happens every single week. It starts when the sun goes down, there are glowing candles, hugs and songs, sweet grape juice, and bread so delicious your tummy might growl just hearing about it. Hi friends, I'm Laura and this is Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we journey around the world to discover amazing beliefs and beautiful traditions. Today we're pulling up a chair to something truly special, Shabbat. That's the Jewish day of rest, like a weekly holiday filled with peace, laughter, and togetherness. We'll smell the challah, sing a song, imagine a cozy candlelit meal, and even do a silly challah braid dance together. Sound fun? Then let's begin our Shabbat adventure right now.
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
Before we dive into the history, let's hear from someone who celebrates Shabbat every week.
Hi, I'm Eli, and I'm 10. Shabbat is my favorite night of the week because our whole family eats together and tells stories. I think everyone who listens to Faithfully Explore should know about it. It's really special.
Thanks, Eli. That's exactly what we're going to do today. Explore what makes Shabbat so meaningful and magical for so many families. Now let's learn where this tradition comes from. First, let's talk about what Judaism is, since Shabbat comes from the Jewish faith. Judaism is one of the oldest religions in the world, over 3,000 years old. It began in the Middle East and has since spread to every continent. People who practice Judaism are called Jewish people or simply Jews. Jewish people believe in one God. Have you ever heard of the Hebrew Bible or Torah? That's the holy book of Judaism, full of stories and lessons that Jewish people cherish. Judaism teaches values like kindness, justice, learning, and community. Jewish holidays, traditions, and life events help people remember their history, show gratitude, and care for one another. One very important tradition in Judaism happens every single week. It's like a holiday that comes every weekend. This tradition is called Shabbat. You might also hear it called the Sabbath. Can you say Shabbat? Good job. Jewish families may speak different languages or look different depending on where they live, but their Shabbat practices help bring them together.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
So what is Shabbat? Shabbat is the Jewish day of rest that happens every week from Friday when the sun goes down until Saturday night when stars appear in the sky. The word Shabbat comes from Hebrew and means to rest. Shabbat comes from a very ancient story in the Torah. Remember, that's the Jewish holy book. This story tells us that after God created the world in 6 days, on the seventh day, God rested. This seventh day became Shabbat, a special time set aside for rest and renewal. Isn't that amazing? Even the creator of the universe took time to rest. During Shabbat, Jewish families take a break from creating, working, and the everyday hustle and bustle. No homework, no chores, no building or fixing things. Just time to enjoy being together, to pray, to eat delicious food, and to appreciate the world around them. As the sun begins to set on Friday evening, the magic of Shabbat begins. Let's make sure we remember exactly when Shabbat happens. When does Shabbat start?
Sunset.
It starts sunset on?
Sunset on Friday.
That's right. Sunset on Friday. Great job. So we've learned when it happens, Now let's explore what happens around the table.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Before dinner, it's traditional to light candles to mark the beginning of Shabbat. Usually, two candles are placed in candle holders on the table or a nearby shelf. An adult lights the candles as Shabbat starts on Friday evening. The warm glow of the candles means that Shabbat has officially begun. The person lighting the candles may cover their eyes, make gentle circular motions with their hands over the flames, and say a special blessing. Can you imagine the room lit by those candles? It feels cozy and peaceful. After the candles are lit, family members may give each other hugs or say Shabbat Shalom. Can you try saying that?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom is a Hebrew greeting that means Sabbath peace, kind of like saying, have a peaceful Shabbat. Everyone is wishing each other a peaceful, restful day. Then it's time for dinner. But before eating, there are a couple more special Shabbat blessings. One family member will hold up a fancy cup of grape juice or wine and say the Kiddush blessing. The sweet juice is poured into a special cup that's often made of silver and might have been passed down through generations. Everyone takes a sip after the blessing is said, which helps mark this time as different and sacred. Kiddush is a way of saying, "Yay, Shabbat is here! Thank you, God, for this day of rest." Next comes the blessing over the bread. They uncover the beautiful challah loaf. Challah is a soft, braided bread that looks like golden ropes twisted together. It's covered with a special cloth until it's time to eat. They say a blessing called hamatzi, thanking God for the bread. Then everyone says amen, and they tear off pieces of the challah to eat. My favorite part! Did you know some families make chocolate chip challah? I'd love to try that, but mine would have to be gluten-free. Maybe I'll make some gluten-free challah bread. If you look on the Faithfully Explore website, I'll post a recipe so you can try making challah bread with your family, too. You can decide if you want to make it gluten-free, with chocolate chips, or just plain challah bread. Maybe you'll come up with your own idea. Yum! We'll hear the story of a wise baker later. Listen closely to find out what he did with his challah bread. After these beginning rituals, families sit down to a festive meal together. The table is set with the nicest dishes. There are lots of, "Please pass the potatoes," and "How was your week?" They eat slowly and talk, laugh, and sometimes sing songs. Yes, there are special Shabbat songs. Some families sing an ancient song welcoming Shabbat like a special guest. Others might sing a fun song that even kids know. This song actually called Shabbat Shalom that repeats those words in a cheerful tune.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Some families share what they're grateful for or discuss interesting ideas from the Torah. Shabbat isn't just about eating yummy food, it's also about connecting. Parents might take a moment to bless their children. This is really sweet. Sometimes on Friday night, a mom or dad will put their hands gently on a child's head and say a small blessing for them, asking for them to be peaceful and well. It's a way to show love. And kids can bless or thank their parents too, or maybe just give them a big hug. Another important part of Shabbat is going to the synagogue, which is the Jewish place of worship, like a church or temple for Jewish people. On Friday night or Saturday morning, many Jewish people go to the synagogue to pray, sing, and see their community. At the synagogue, they might hear stories from the Torah, their holy book, and greet friends with Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat is both a home celebration and a community celebration. Now, remember how I said Shabbat is about rest? This is super important. For one day a week, Jewish people pause all kinds of creative work. which in Hebrew is called malacha. Creative work means activities where you build, make, or change something, like cooking, writing, building, or even lighting a fire. The idea comes from the story of creation I told about earlier, where God rested from creating on the seventh day. During Shabbat, families avoid these kinds of activities to honor this restful spirit. That means no shopping, no schoolwork, no chores like laundry or mowing the lawn. Kids might even say, no homework tonight, it's Shabbat. It's all about enjoying a peaceful break from creating, so everyone can truly rest, connect, and appreciate the world just as it is. Some families even avoid using electronics like TVs, computers, or phones during Shabbat. Imagine a whole day with no screen time. What would you do instead? Maybe play board games, read a book, go outside for a walk, or just talk and tell stories. By putting away phones and tablets, families can really focus on each other without distractions. It's like a weekly timeout from all the noisy stuff in life. Hey, let's take a timeout now. What about a joke break? Why didn't the smartphone join the Shabbat dinner? Because it needed to recharge too. Shabbat is all about something the Jewish tradition calls menucha. Menucha means a deep, restful pause. Not just stopping activities, but truly refreshing your spirit. It's like when you take a big, deep breath after you've been running around all day. Because of this, Shabbat is often called a day of delight. It's meant to be enjoyed. So kids might play with siblings or friends, parents might read to their children, or everyone might take a nap. Yes, relaxing naps are totally allowed or perhaps even encouraged on Shabbat. After all, it's a day of rest. Even adults get to take a break from their jobs and just be. The rhythm of Shabbat gives life a special beat. Work and busyness for 6 days, then a day to slow down and recharge. It's like charging your tablet or phone, but instead you're recharging your heart and spirit. Jewish people often say Shabbat makes them feel renewed and happy, ready for the new week to come. Shabbat finally comes to an end on Saturday evening when the sun sets and the stars appear in the sky. It doesn't just end with a poof. There's a beautiful goodbye ritual called Havdalah. During Havdalah, families light a special braided candle with multiple wicks, smell sweet spices like cinnamon or cloves, and sip grape juice or wine again. The braided candle is especially meaningful. It symbolizes how the sacredness of Shabbat and the ordinary days of the week are woven together, reminding us to carry the peace and joy of Shabbat into everyday life. The sweet spices help families hold on to the sweetness of Shabbat even as it ends, gently transitioning back to the regular routines of the week. The bright flame, delicious spices, and shared grape juice all come together to say, "Goodbye, Shabbat! See you next week!" This ceremony helps everyone remember the peaceful feeling of Shabbat, keeping its warmth alive throughout the coming days. Imagine a whole day where you don't have to rush anywhere, where your whole family is together without phones beeping or video games calling, where you can take walks, read stories, play board games, visit friends, or just daydream. That's the gift of Shabbat. Time to just be instead of always doing. In just one day, from sunset to sunset, Jewish families find time for prayer, for family, for community, and for rest. That's the magic of Shabbat. It's like a deep, relaxing breath each week. It's important to remember that not all Jewish families observe Shabbat in exactly the same way. Some families follow these traditions closely, while others may choose certain practices that feel most meaningful to them. There's a wonderful diversity in how Shabbat can be celebrated, but at its heart, it's always about rest, togetherness, and appreciating life's blessings. Whether or not you're Jewish, there's something we can all learn from Shabbat. the importance of taking time to rest, connect with people we love, and notice the wonder in our world. Maybe that's why Shabbat has been celebrated for over 3,000 years and continues to bring joy and meaning to families today. Now I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment. If you'd prefer to keep them open, that's perfectly fine too. Either way, take a slow, calming breath. Now imagine with me, it's Friday evening. You've been invited to Shabbat dinner at a friend's house. You arrive and step into their dining room. The room is warm and welcoming. On the table, you see two tall white candles. Take a deep breath in. What do you smell? Something delicious is cooking. Perhaps it's a pot of chicken soup with carrots, or maybe your favorite veggie soup. And there's that sweet scent of freshly baked challah bread, a bit like cake and a little like toast. Your nose is very happy with these smells. You hear friendly voices.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
The dinner is about to start. You take your seat at the table. In the center of the table, the challah bread sits under a special embroidered cloth, waiting for its big moment. Next to it is a fancy silver cup filled with dark purple grape juice. It's time to begin. The room grows quiet for a moment. You watch as your friend's mom lights the two Shabbat candles. She covers her eyes and whispers the blessing. Everyone around the table murmurs Amen. You feel a calm happiness settle over the room. Your friend's dad lifts the Kiddush cup of grape juice. He sings the blessing in Hebrew. It sounds like gentle singing, almost like a lullaby. When he's done, you get to clink your cup of juice with your friend and take a sweet sip. Yum! Now your friend's big sister uncovers the challah. She lifts the plate with the beautiful braided bread. Together, everyone says the bread blessing. You might not know the words, but you join in for the loud amen at the end. Then she breaks off a piece of the challah and passes it to you. It's warm and fluffy. You take a bite. It tastes slightly sweet, like honey and eggs. Delicious. You feel happy sharing this bread with everyone. After everyone's tummy is full of yummy food and dessert, you lean back in your chair. You notice how relaxed you feel. No one is rushing to go anywhere. The adults aren't checking phones or emails. The kids aren't playing on tablets. It's pure togetherness. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, bringing a little bit of that Shabbat peace back with you. Did you like that? I know, I could almost smell the challah for real. Okay, everybody, it's time to get our bodies moving with a challah braid dance. Who's ready to have some fun? First, let's all pretend we're soft, squishy dough. Wiggle your fingers, your wrists, your elbows, and shoulders. Feel yourself becoming stretchy and flexible like freshly made challah dough. Now you're going to become the three strands of a challah braid. Hold your arms straight out in front of you, palms facing down. These are your dough strands ready to be braided. Let's start our braid. Take your right arm, cross it over your left arm, under your left arm, and back up. If you feel twisted like a pretzel, you're doing it right. Let's try the other arm. Take your left arm, reach it under your right arm, then up and over. Twist it up, you got it. Now let's try again with our arms. Over, under, up. Other arm, over, under, up. Can you feel your arms creating that beautiful twisted pattern that makes challah so special? Let's finish by giving ourselves a gentle hug. Wrap your arms around yourselves like we're the most delicious, perfectly braided challah bread ever made. Great job, everyone. Now, imagine for a second, what do you think challah would say if it could talk? Maybe something like this. I'm golden sweet and ready to be torn apart. Let's do this. I bet that's exactly what challah would say. Remember, just like our challah bread, Shabbat weaves us together with the people we care about most, creating something truly special. Now that we've had some fun moving our bodies, let's talk about something important called our friendship bridge.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
If you have friends who are Jewish, understanding a little bit about their traditions can help you be an amazing friend. That way, when your Jewish friend says that they can't come to your Friday night sleepover or come to your Saturday morning soccer game, you'll understand it's because of Shabbat. You'll know that for many Jewish families, Shabbat is a special time from Friday evening until Saturday night when they might be busy with family traditions or attending synagogue. If your friend can't join weekend activities, you could say something like, "I understand you're celebrating Shabbat. Maybe we could do something together another time." This shows you respect their special time. It's also perfectly fine to be curious about your friend's traditions. You might ask questions like, "What's your favorite part of Shabbat?" or "What kind of foods does your family enjoy on Shabbat?" Most people love sharing about things that are important to them, and asking respectful questions shows you care. Sometimes your friend might invite you to experience parts of Shabbat with their family. If that happens, you might wonder how to act. Just remember that being a good guest is pretty simple. Be polite, follow what the family is doing, and enjoy learning something new. If you see your friend wearing a kippah, or sometimes called a yarmulke, that's a small round cap some Jewish people wear, or notice they eat kosher food, or observe other Jewish customs, treat these things as normal parts of who they are. We all have different traditions in our families, and that's what makes friendship so interesting. One important thing to remember is this. Learning about Shabbat is a wonderful way to grow our understanding, but we also want to treat it with respect. Shabbat is a sacred tradition for Jewish families. So while it's great to imagine and learn, we don't want to copy or pretend to celebrate it unless we're invited to join in. It's kind to admire and appreciate traditions that are meaningful to others, and to remember that some things are special because of how they're practiced within a community. Hey, remember our episode Kindness in Bloom? We learned that little acts of kindness can grow and spread like flowers. Maybe you could draw your friend a picture of a Shabbat candle or challah to wish them a happy Shabbat. Even a simple Shabbat Shalom, which means peaceful Sabbath, on a Friday can make your friend feel seen and appreciated. Respecting what's important to someone else shows that you care, not just about facts, but about feelings too. And that's what real friendship is built on. Now that we've thought about being a great friend, let's see what you remember from today's Shabbat adventure.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
But before we start our game, a big shout out to Harper and Oliver. Your mom told me how you were able to get every answer in our Holy Ground game during last week's prayer episode. Way to pay attention! If you want a shout out like Harper and Oliver, send us your favorite thing you learned in today's episode. This week's game is called Shabbat I Spy. I'm going to give you clues about something related to Shabbat, and I want you to shout out what it is. Are you ready? Let's play! I spy with my little eye something that glows and dances, and we light it at the start of Shabbat. It's bright and warm. What is it? If you said the Shabbat candles, you're right. The candles glow and dance with their little flames. Okay, next one. I spy something that is braided, golden, and yummy. We put it on the Shabbat table and eat it for dinner. Can you guess what it is? Yes, it's challah bread. Great job. The challah is the tasty braided bread. All right, I spy something that is liquid and purple. We pour it into a special cup and bless it. What could it be? You got it. If you guessed grape juice or wine for grown-ups, You were on the right track.
Nice.
Let's do one more. I spy a place where people go on Sunday to pray and sing. It's like a church, but for Jewish people. Right, a synagogue. Some people also call it a temple or shul. That's where many families go during Shabbat to be with others. You all did so well. Did you get them all? I bet you did. Whether you nailed every answer or learned something brand new, I'm super proud of you. Now let's take what you've learned and put it into action. It's time for our weekly challenge.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
This week, let's do a Shabbat mini rest challenge. And it's for everyone listening, not just those who celebrate Shabbat. Shabbat teaches us about the importance of rest and family time. So let's bring a little bit of that into our lives. Here's the challenge. Have your own mini day of rest. Choose one afternoon or evening. Ask your family to join you in a break from your usual busy activities. Turn off the TV and tablets for an hour or so and do something relaxing together. Maybe you can all read a storybook aloud, play a board game, or just sit and talk about your day. If you want, you can even light a candle, with a grown-up's help, to make it feel special, or share a tasty treat like cookies or bread together. The idea is to spend time together without distractions, just enjoying each other's company. Even a short rest can feel really nice. If you need ideas, head over to faithfullyexplore.com to download the challenge. After you try the challenge, draw us a picture or write to us about what you did for your rest time. Did you play a game? Did you talk or tell stories? How did it make you feel? I would love to hear about it. I can't wait to see what you all do with this challenge. Maybe you'll discover that a little break with your family can be super fun and even a little magical. Now it's time to open up our magical belief backpack.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Our belief backpack is that special imaginary backpack where we collect souvenirs of wisdom and goodness from each episode to carry with us on our future adventures. Let's think about what we've learned from the Shabbat table that we want to carry with us. Let's pack a Shabbat candle. This candle of peace will remind us of the warm, calm light of Shabbat. It represents the peace we feel when we take time to slow down. Whenever you feel upset or too busy, you can imagine its gentle light and take a deep breath. Next, a big, soft, challah loaf goes into our backpack. This loaf of togetherness stands for friends and family coming together. It reminds us that spending time with loved ones gives us strength. Finally, let's fold up a cozy blanket and tuck it in. The blanket of rest is all about relaxation and recharging. Think of how good it feels to snuggle in a blanket when you're tired. This will remind us that resting is not a waste of time. It's actually really important. Every busy kid and adult needs quiet moments to daydream, nap, or just be. This backpack's getting packed with powerful tools for our journey through the world's beliefs. We have the candle of peace, the loaf of togetherness, and the blanket of rest to carry with us. With these items, we can remember what Shabbat taught us. Bring peace, cherish togetherness, and take time to rest. All this talk of peace has me wanting to slow down and breathe, just like during Shabbat. Let's take a moment for some Shabbat Shalom breaths. This breathing exercise is inspired by the peaceful nature of Shabbat. Let's begin by gently closing your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. Now place one hand on your belly so you can feel your breath moving in and out. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs completely. As you breathe in, think of the word Shabbat, the day of rest. hold that breath for just a moment. Now slowly breathe out through your mouth. And as you do, think of the word shalom, which means peace. Shabbat as you breathe in, shalom as you breathe out. Now let's try that again. Feel your body becoming a little more relaxed with each breath. In, Shabbat, and out, shalom. One more time. Breathing in deeply through your nose, Shabbat, and out through your mouth, shalom. Notice how calm your body feels when you take the time to breathe slowly. Just like Shabbat creates a peaceful pause in the week, these Shabbat Shalom breaths create a peaceful moment in our day. You can use these Shabbat Shalom breaths anytime you need a moment of peace during your busy week. Let's settle in for one of my favorite parts of our journey, story time.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Now it's time for a special story that's been shared at Shabbat tables for generations. It's called The Wise Baker and the Shabbat Loaves. So snuggle in and listen closely. In a small village long ago lived a baker named Moshe. Every day Moshe woke up before the sun to bake bread for the village. His challah was the most delicious. It was golden brown with a perfect crust that crackled when you broke it open. One Friday, as Moshe was preparing his special Shabbat loaves, a poor stranger appeared at his door.
"Please, I haven't eaten in days. Could you spare some bread?"
Moshe looked at his freshly baked challah loaves. He had just enough for all his customers who would soon arrive to pick up their Shabbat bread. If he gave one away, someone would go without one.
"Come in, come in. Sit by the fire. You must be cold as well as hungry."
The baker wrapped his finest, largest challah in a cloth and handed it to the stranger.
"But won't you run short?"
"The Holy One provides. Now eat and regain your strength."
The stranger ate and then departed with thanks. Soon after, Moshe's customers began arriving. One by one, they came for their Shabbat challah, and somehow, mysteriously, Moshe always had just one more loaf ready. By the end of the day, every family had their bread, even though Moshe had given one away. As the sun began to set, Moshe hurried to finish his work so he too could welcome Shabbat. Just as he was closing his shop, he noticed something glittering in his flour bin. He reached in and found a small golden coin. And then another, and another. There were exactly the same number of coins as loaves he had sold that day. Curious about this miracle, Moshe looked outside. In the distance, he saw the stranger watching him, now dressed in beautiful clothes. The stranger smiled, nodded, and disappeared. That evening at his own Shabbat table, Moshe shared the story with his family. His daughter asked,
"Was it really a miracle, Abba? Or was that stranger actually a wealthy man in disguise?"
Moshe thought for a moment.
"Perhaps the true miracle isn't about the coins appearing in my flour bin. The real miracle is that I was able to share what I had, even when I thought I didn't have enough. Sometimes, my child, the most important gifts we receive come from what we're willing to give."
From that day on, Moshe always baked extra loaves on Friday, making sure that anyone who was hungry would have bread for Shabbat. And strangely enough, his flour never seemed to run out, and his business was more successful than ever. This story reminds us that Shabbat isn't just about resting. It's also about sharing what we have with others, making connections with our community, and trusting that when we do good deeds, somehow there's always enough to go around. You know, this story reminds me of another tale we explored in an earlier episode about Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism. Do you remember the truest bargain? young Nanak was sent to the market to buy something valuable, but instead of returning with goods to sell, he used the money to feed hungry people. At first, everyone thought he had wasted it, but Guru Nanak said that helping others is the truest kind of bargain. Just like Moshe, Guru Nanak gave away what he had and discovered that the greatest treasure wasn't in coins or goods, but in kindness, compassion, and faith. Both stories show us something powerful. When we give from the heart, we often receive even more in return. Just like Moshe discovered that taking time to help others made his life richer, Shabbat teaches us that when we pause from our busy lives to connect with family and friends, we often find that we get much more than the time we gave up. I hope you liked that story, my friends. I know I did. It makes me want to snuggle up in that blanket of rest from our belief backpack.
Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Wow, we've covered so much about Shabbat today, from the flickering candles that welcome this special time, to the delicious challah bread, to the peaceful moments families share together. Shabbat truly is a wonderful gift, a time when people set aside their busy lives and remember what matters most: rest, gratitude, and being with those we love. Next time on Faithfully Explore, we're heading all the way to ancient China to meet a teacher whose words are still famous today. Get ready for Confucius sayings, wisdom, and a really fun game about doing the right thing. If you liked today's episode, tap follow or subscribe and tell a friend or teacher about what you learned. Before we go, I wanted to give a special shout out to Mrs. Z's class at Granite Elementary in Sandy, Utah. I heard you've been listening to a few episodes, and that makes me so happy. Thank you for exploring with me. You're all amazing. Now, I can't end an episode without a little laughter, right? Here's a joke you can share with your friends. Why was the challah bread so confident before its big speech? Because it was on a roll. Thank you so much for exploring with me today. I hope you enjoyed our journey and that you feel inspired to bring a little Shabbat-style peace and connection into your own life this week. If you'd like to share your drawings of a Shabbat table or tell us how your rest challenge went, I'd love to see it. Have your grown-up share it with us through our website or social media. Maybe you'll inspire someone else to take a restful pause. Until next time, keep being curious, keep being kind, and keep exploring the beautiful world of beliefs around you. This is Laura from Faithfully Explore saying goodbye and Shabbat Shalom. May your days be as peaceful as a Shabbat evening.